Join me in prayer. Holy and gracious God, open our eyes to the beauty around us, for the gifts that you bless us with, and for the delights of human companionship. For all these, we give you thanks and ask that you would give us the eyes of faith to see all of it. In the name of Jesus, amen. During the United States Civil War, Clara Barton, who later on went on to found the American Red Cross, she felt called upon to raise money for medical supplies, and she would personally deliver them to the front lines. The night after the Battle of Antietam, and as you, any Civil War buffs out there will know that that is considered the bloodiest day in American military history, with over 23,000 dead, wounded, or missing. So the day, the night after that battle, Barton was there. She found the chief surgeon sitting at a table in a dark farmhouse. There was a single candle lighting the darkness. And she asked the doctor, "Are you tired?" And he said, "Tired? I'm tired. Here are at least 1,000 wounded men, terribly wounded, 500 of whom cannot live until daylight without medical attention. And this 2 inches of candle is all the light I can get. What can I do?" And Barton said to him, "Get up, doctor. I want to show you something." She led him to the door and pointed to the barn where the wounded were laid out. And the doctor couldn't believe his eyes. Candle lanterns were hanging in the barn. "What is it?" he asked. "Lanterns," Barton said. "I brought 4 boxes of them. You will have plenty of light. Don't despair in your good work." He stared at her, speechless, and then he went straight to work. And although Barton assisted him that night as he operated on the wounded, he never thanked her for the lanterns. He saw, but he didn't really see. He didn't notice how, in a mysterious way, God had supplied his needs when he was in despair. He never thanked her. And when Barton told this story years ago, I imagine a note of sorrowful disappointment in her voice. I imagine the same note of sorrowful disappointment in Jesus' voice when he asks, "Were not 10 made clean? So where are the other 9? Did none of them return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Now, let's not misunderstand. Jesus did not need to be thanked. God doesn't need to be praised. God is not an egotist. The creator of the universe will not pout or sulk if we don't say thank you. Jesus wasn't disappointed for himself or for God. He was disappointed for the 9. Now, he understood. I mean, he knew they were in a hurry to get home. He knew that before this could happen, they had to go to the priests and go through the formalities of being cleared. He understood, but he was still disappointed for them. Like the doctor at Antietam, they saw, but they didn't fully see. They didn't fully comprehend how God cared for them and had always cared for them. Gratitude, you see, isn't just for the giver of gifts. Gratitude is just as important, or maybe even more important, for the receivers of gifts. Gratitude enriches our lives. Gratitude is transformative. If we are too busy to see how we have been blessed, cared for, and healed, we are the losers. It's the difference between seeing the world in black and white and seeing the world in color. Life is diminished if we cannot be thankful. The one that turns back to praise God is the Samaritan. And this man is joyful. He praises God with a loud voice. And Jesus commends him for his joy and thankfulness, saying, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Now, on its face, that statement makes no sense. God healed all the men in the story, not just the Samaritan. So what did Jesus mean by "your faith has made you well"? So I'm going to try to answer that this way. You know, when I was in seminary many years ago, one of our requirements was to take a class in other faiths. So I took a class on Buddhism, and all of our teachers were practicing Buddhists. And one of them made a statement that I have never forgotten. He said, or he asked, "Well, what is religion or religious faith after all, but the belief that there is a benevolent force undergirding the universe?" That is a powerful statement. It suggests that despite the ugliness and the brutality and that we see in this world, that despite the pain and suffering, it suggests that love and compassion are the foundations of the cosmos. To believe and trust that this is true is transformative. It's the difference between seeing the world in black and white and seeing the world in color. If seeing is believing, we could say that the nine saw and believed that they were cured, but it really didn't transform them or change them. They still saw things in black and white. And yet if we reverse this saying and assert that believing is seeing, we can say that the Samaritan believed and then saw that grace had always enfolded and surrounded him, even during his long struggles with the disease. All 10 were cured, but only the Samaritan seems to have had a spiritual awakening, recognizing that God had profoundly touched his life with grace. And this experience was so powerful that he felt compelled to praise God. And maybe this recognition is what Jesus meant when he said, "Your faith has made you well." If to believe is to see, this man was able to suddenly experience the universe in all its enchanted and brilliant colors. God does not want us to live diminished lives. God wants us to know joy and wonder. God wants us to experience the delight of being in relationship with Jesus and the gifts of human friendships, both within and outside of the church. God gives us the gifts of human love. God wants us to feel the comfort of knowing loving care in our lives. And praise and thanksgiving are the natural outcome of believing as seeing. A grateful heart is something that God wants for us, not from us. God wants us to see in color. After the war, Clara Barton went on the lecture circuit, recounting her experiences on the battlefield. And during one of her talks in a town west of the Mississippi, she described the Battle of Antietam and her encounter with the chief surgeon. She told her audience how she took him to the door and pointed at a lantern glowing in the barn and told him that she had brought four boxes of these. And then she said, but the surgeon was too overwhelmed and too busy to say thanks. And as she spoke, a man leapt up from his chair, leaped on the stage, and told the audience, ladies and gentlemen, if I have never acknowledged that favor, I will do it now. I am that surgeon. There is a benevolent force undergirding the universe. It's never too late to believe and see how God's loving care has surrounded us from our birth and sustained us even amid difficulty and struggle. It's never too late to reflect on our lives and see how God has used people and events to meet our needs. This morning, as we gather around the Thanksgiving table of Jesus, let us believe and see. Let us rejoice and give thanks. It's never too late to see the world in color. Amen. Please stand as you are able and sing hymn 879, For the Beauty of the Earth.